Today's Daf Kuf Ches. We'll start the new parak of Yesh Nochlin, where we will be discussing basically Nachla, Yerusha, inheritance. So the main psukim, well, the two parts, but the main psukim that we'll talk about are in Parshas Pinchas, towards the end of my talking about Pinos Slav Chad. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, they came and complained, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives in Parak of Zion in Bamidbar, Pasuk Vav Zion Ches. Speaking the truth, you should give them an inheritance in the portion of their father, and you should bring the father's portion to them. And then it says, to Bnei Yisrael should speak, saying, if a man dies, and he doesn't have a son, meaning the son would come first. Then so it goes to the son. If no son, then it goes to the daughter. If there's no daughter, then you give the nachla to the deceased brothers. If he has no brothers or anybody else that came down, to his uncles, to his father's brothers. If there's no brothers to his father, you give it to his closest relative. We'll see what she'ero means in a moment, because we sort of missed one person here. We've left out the father. So Sheiro is going to come to be the father. V'yarasho so, and then as Yerush Vaisel Bnei Yisrael Chukas Mishpach Asher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe. So those are the psukim mainly that deal with the Yerusha. And now the Gemara is going to, Mishnah is going to start as follows.
Yesh, no wife here.
The wife is not there, no. Because if there's, no wife. We'll see in a moment. Mishnah is going to give us four categories of inheritance. Category number one, Yesh Nochlin U'manchilin. There are those who inherit, and manchilin, for the lack of a better term, will say bequeath. I think that's probably what the article uses also. So nochlin means inherent, manchilin means bequeath. So there are those that, it's bilateral. You inherit and you bequeath, I mean the other person also inherits and bequeaths to you. V'yesh nochlin v'lo manchilin. And then there are those that you inherit from them, v'lo manchilin to them, but you don't give over, you don't bequeath to them. Then there are those who you bequeath, but you don't inherit. And then there are those, lo nochlin, lo manchilin. Even though that you have, even though you're related, it doesn't go at all. You don't inherit them, and they don't inherit from you. So now the Mishnah explains. Elu nochlin umanchilin. The elu nochlin manchilin. These are the ones who have the two-way street. They're nochlin and manchilin. Number one, ha'av es habanim. The father and the sons, habanim es ha'av. And the sons and the father. Why it says it? Two ways, you know, if we say avos habanim, then you have it. Why have to repeat it?
Always.
For A, you can say always. Toso says, ha'av, he says, temo ha'av es habanim, hainu banim es ha'av. It's the same thing. She'im ha'av nochal es b'no, if a father inherits his son, im kein b'no manchilo, then the son is bequeathing to him. V'im hu manchil l'b'no, and if he is bequeathing to his son, im kein b'no nochlo. It's the same thing. Why do you have to say it twice? For Omeri, he says, "The yosalim yidak minei banim lobanos." He says, "Now you have to do the second thing. Include it's to tell you that this bilateral relationship is with sons, not with daughters. Even though daughters inherit, they don't bequeath. You might have thought it goes to explain. You might have thought that you say avos habanim, banim may be the generic word for children as opposed to sons. And then to say it the second time shows us that it only talks about the sons, right? He says, "Va'omari the yosalim the yidak minei banim lobanos," right? And then it goes on to explain, even though it's written explicitly somewhere else, but still, that's where it comes. So first category, first case, fathers and sons both inherit and bequeath to each other. So va'av es habanim, va'banim es ha'av, va'achin min ha'av, and brothers, paternal brothers. It's only the father's family. Paternal brothers both inherit and can bequeath to each other. Again, assuming that there are no sons, or there's nobody else ahead of them in the line. Nochlin u'manchilin. So again, it repeats, Nochlin manchilin. Okay, why does it say Nochlin manchilin? It should just, it already said Eilu Nochlin manchilin. Again, so the syntax of the Mishnah is interesting.
Niftar's brothers, he's saying.
Correct. But the paternal brothers.
Sons are only to this over bar mitzvah to be
queen? No. Sons are sons.
At any age.
Yeah, that's why you have apitropsim, you have other things. At any age. We don't discriminate against age. We discriminate only against the maternal family.
Are they close to be queen?
I can't hear you.
They can also bequeath.
Of course. Yeah, if they own something, yes. Okay. So, Rashi says to Rashbam, Ha'av, right, we just put Ha'av, Nochel es Habanim, V'gam Manchil Ahem, V'kegon, She'en Lo'ostan Habanim Zera. That's only if those sons don't have children. As Notel Osna Av, then the Av comes first. So the Av is not second, I mean. About the Imyesh Lehem Banim, that they have sons, Heim Kobin Leziknam. They, those kids, come before their grandfather. Right? V'avonim Esa Av, Manchil, Nochel Manchil, fine. And then the next case was Achin Min Av. These were paternal brothers. Kegon Ruvain vi Yosef bnei Yaakov. Here's an example. Ruvain and Yosef, sons of Yaakov, the same father, different mother. Afa pisha hemi leva rachel, Yorshim zed zeb, Shvilshe and Achim. They are considered brothers. Kegon shemes Yaakov avim. Example would be their father Yaakov died. Aval im Yaakov kayam, but if Yaakov is alive, who kodem? He comes first. He would come first before the brothers. Kegon shein lahem bunim. And again, also, this is if the deceased doesn't have children. V'davka achin min ha'av, and specifically paternal brothers, the mishpachas av kuri mishpacha, the finu gemara. The gemara's learned that mishpachas av is called mishpacha, not mishpachas aim. So those are the first two cases. Case number three, this is going to start by ish es imo. These are the ones who inherit but don't bequeath. Ha'ish es imo, a man can inherit from his mother, but his mother doesn't inherit from you. V'ish es ishto, and a man can inherit from his wife, but his wife will not inherit the husband. And then the next case was Bnei Achayos, which we'll get to in a moment. Two ways to explain that. Bnei Achayos seems to be the sons of your sisters, or sons of sisters, right? Would be first cousins, I guess. Nochlin umanchilin, they inherit and but they don't bequeath. So let's go through them in the Rashbam. So Ish nochal es imo, he inherits his wife. Avalo manchil, but he doesn't bequeath. Shaharei kerovei av yorshin also, because the family members of the father's family are going to yorish him. The mishpachas aim ain't a kriy mishpacha, because the mother's family is not considered mishpacha, so the mother and her family do not have inheritance from you. Va'ish es ishto no chalosa, he inherits her, kravkala b'gemara, fine. And now, v'hachi girsa b'seder mishnah, here's the girsa of our mishnah, uz b'nei achayos nochlim v'lo manchilim. B'nei achayos, what is that? The bein notel es achos, nochel es achos imo. That a son will inherit his mother's sister. Okay, so that's his aunt. Will inherit his aunt. Sharei hu ba mikol ha'em, because he's coming from using the power of his mother. The ilu mesa dodaso b'chayei imo, imo yorshtad. There is a possibility that if his aunt dies and she has no other relatives, it would then go to his mother. Because they must be sharing the same father, because it's the father's family. There's no other relative, and go to her, the mother. The gamhu yorashis imo, and he also, the situation warrants, can inherit from his mother. Nimsa shaboli yado nixay dodaso. So it will come to his aunt's property. Would end up, you know, they always have that rich aunt, right? The rich aunt's property would go to him, right? But below manchilim, but you cannot bequeath to your aunt. The kishemes habein, if the son dies. He would never give it to his mother's sister. It would only go down through his father's family. Again, the mother's family is not called mishpacha. And additionally, the Rashbam points out, how is it possible to even get to the aunt? She's going to be coming through the power of her sister, which is the deceased's mother. Right? Imo shel zeb. And the mother doesn't inherit the son. There's no way for it to go back. Right?
There's no other relative.
It doesn't matter. You'll find a relative on the father's side. You keep going on the father's side.
And if there's no relative?
Eventually you'll find somebody.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll find somebody. And eventually you'll see also that it could come around back to the mother's family if there is, you'll say that they inherit. You'll figure it out, right? No other mishpacha. Alright, he's saying Ubachayos Mina of Mayri. We're talking about sisters who are paternal sisters. Avalachayos Mina Aim, but if they're maternal sisters, Ein Nechdo Bein Achos or Yosho Sod Mishpachas Aim, then it doesn't count because it's Mishpachas Aim. Now, Lishnach Rina. So we have Bnei Achayos. The Rashbam has Lishnach Rina. Ubnei Achos, which means the son of a sister. Right? The son of a sister. Bnei Achos Shel Ruvain. It would be the sons of Reuven's sister, Kigon Bnei Dina. So Reuven and Dina are brothers, a brother and sister, and the sons of Dina can inherit Reuven. Nochlin also. Shere Dina Yoresh is a Reuven Achel Ubanel by Mikocha, because she could be Yoresh her brother, because she's a bast. If there's no sons, then it becomes her. Avalo Manchil and Reuven. But these sons were never bequeathed up to Reuven. Shere Reuven mikolach achosu Dina bali roshu son. The Reuven would be coming from the power of Dina. But Dina atzma ein yerushan, but she wouldn't inherit. She would never inherit her sons. Kidarmidan ha'im ein loch lechzas bina, because her mother doesn't inherit her sons. Elakrove bali shadina yorshanas banea. Only the husbands, Reuven's. Dina's husband's family would inherit her. The mishpachas avi, the rest of the mishpachas same. Again, so machlokes as to what they are, that's fine. I think they're both correct. Just a question on the girsa. Okay.
The anti, does the first go to the mother, goes directly to the...
I can't hear you.
When the anti, does it go directly to the...
It depends. It goes directly probably to her sons. Then if there's nobody else, it's time to the mother, then it'll go to the mother. The mother comes beforehand.
First goes to the mother,
and then the mother's not there, right? All these things would only be after there's nobody else above them on the chain. Okay, so that was case number three. Now the last case, sorry, that was case number two, I think. Right now, Ha'isha as Banea, a woman and her sons, Va'isha as Baila. These are just the opposite cases. Va'achea Aim, and Achea Aim, the mother's brothers, Manchilin v'lo Nochlim. They bequeath, but they don't inherit, which is exactly just a flip case. It's the opposite of what we just read before. Next case from before, the achin min ha'im, maternal brothers, lo nochlim v'lo manchilim. They don't inherit and they don't bequeath. Maternal brothers don't inherit, will bequeath. Rashbam says, nochlim less Rashbam in the Mishnah, which is a long one. Lo nochlim u'manchilim zelazeh. They don't inherit and bequeath to each other. El krovi aviv shal zev, aviv shal zev yorish no so. The father's family for each of the maternal brothers will inherit. Right, the chol hanach krovim, and all these krovim, right, this goes to what you were saying, Yoni, the katani sheyorshim zed zed, that inherit each other, hani mili, kishe ain't karv lemesh yosim zed. As long as there's nobody, you know, closer. I remember years ago there was like a movie where there was a crazy accident and the entire royal family died, and they got some, you know, bum from Tennessee who was like the most closest to the throne to come like, same idea. All these cases where somebody, for Mr. Shaffer, somebody... Somebody has. There's always somebody who's related. Eventually,
when there's money, they come into the
woodwork. Right. V'gam hanu krovim, and these krovim also that we just wrote here. Dekatani behen lo nochlim v'lo manchilim. That we said they don't inherit or bequeath. That's kigon krovim shemisadaim, which means maternal family members. Hani mili sheyesh krovim mitzada av har yoshim hoso v'krovim lo yoser v'krovim aim be'af pishagam imo minishpachas aviv. It's only if there are closer relatives on the mother's side, even though the mother theoretically is a member of the father's family. But he says, Aval, im imo, let's look at this interesting case. Aval, im imo, krovolo mitzah mishpachas aviv. But if the mother also has some relationship on the father's side, I guess from her husband's side, the ein lo karov me aviv shekarvolo kamo imo, and there's no one closer than the mother, as ha'em yoresh tesabein, then that would find a case where the mother would inherit the son. Right, and we'll figure it out in a second. Go further down here. Ukigon. Look at that. You see the kigon? Reuven. So Reuven, Shenasa marries his niece Serach bas Asher. He marries Serach bas Asher. Okay. V'yoda lo Naftali, and they have a son Naftali. Umes Naftali below banim. So Naftali dies, no kids. Hare Reuven aviv yorsho. So Reuven, the father, is supposed to be yorishim. V'im ein lo av, but if Reuven's not around. Then you would give it to, because you give it to Reuven, who would be his grandfather's. Sorry, let me start again. Naphtali dies below Bonim, so Reuven, his father, passes on, gets it. Vim ein lo av. I guess Reuven's not here, and he doesn't have his father. There's no Asher. So Nesad Machlola Achiv Shal Naftali. So then Reuven, you get. So Reuven would get it, but if Reuven's not there and there's no grandfather Asher, would go to Naftali, which is Reuven's brothers. V'mein lo Achim, right? Nesad Machlola Achiv Aviv. Then you give it to Achiv. That's the case. The Hainu Asher Aviv of Imo. So you give it to Asher. V'mein lo Achim Aviv. The Ein Asher Kayim. Asher's not around. When Nesad Tem Es Nachlaso the Karov Elav, you give it to the closest relative. Nimtza Serach. It would be with Sarah, it would be the mother. But the mother's not coming mikoach the son, the mother's coming mikoach her father. So it's really on the father's family. Dahainu b'nei Asher, b'nos Asher. So eventually you'll figure out, you come around to get it, to somebody's go. The only person who doesn't have a yorish, they say, is a ger who has no kids. Eventually somebody's related somewhere along the line, you get to find a yorish.
Okay.
related
cousins, I guess? There's a medrash that says that they were cousins.
He's another relative.
Right. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to ask...
So there is a chance that the mother does...
There is a chance. So you just found the case where the mother can do it. Okay. So Maishna dekatonia of es habanim bereisha, lisni habanim es ha'av bereisha. Why does it say first? The first case of the mission is the father is yoreish the sons. Wouldn't you say that the sons are yoreish the father first? That's the first case. That's in the psukim. It says ubein ein lo.
That's the way it should be.
He gets two questions. Number one, he says chada di schule perunus lo masklinan. You should start with perunus. You know, the derech hateva is that the sons outlive the father. That's derech hateva, so that's the natural way. So that's why are you saying the case that's not natural? That's more pronounced. That should be the first grade, number one. And number two, he says va'od kidichsiv, go according to the psukim. What's the first pasuk? It says v'ish kiyamus ubein ein lo. A man dies and he doesn't have a son. So if he doesn't have a son, you give it to the daughter. But the son is first in line. So let the son come. Let the son be the first. Right? Okay. So...
Out of order.
It seems to be going out of order. Right? The son is the first in the psukim. So the Gemara then says, no, you know, we've said it before, the Mishnah of our Mishnah wrote the father first, because the father, like we mentioned before, the father himself was not even mentioned in the psukim. The father is learnt out from a drasha. And the Gemara says, oftentimes, I did the Aslam midrasha chariv alei. Items that were learnt out from Madrash, which are not clear in the Psukim, are more chaviv, more beloved by the Tana of the Mishnah. So that's why they're going to mention it first. Right? Rashbam says, the Isle Madrasha, Sha'av Nochles Bino. So how do we know my Drasha? So what's the Drasha? So now, the whole cup, this is going to be the Drasha. So if we just go, if you go into the Psukim, the order mentioned in the Psukim is son, daughter, brother, uncles. Right? Father doesn't seem to be mentioned. Right? It's Ibein Ein Lo, you give it to the Bas. Right, being in law, give it to the boss, son, daughter. No boss, give it to the brothers, which is the uncles. If you may know achim, you give it to the uncles. And then if there's no uncles, nesatim is nachasol l'she'iro akarov elav. But father is not, pashup shot, father is not mentioned. So what's the drash? So my drasha, the sanya, the following price is as follows. It says, nesatim is nachasol l'she'iro akarov elav, mimishpach tov, yirash oso. She'iro ze'av. She'iro, at the end of the pasuk, at the end of the whole thing, is the father. She'iro ze'av. Milamed Sha'av Kodim La'achin. And it comes to teach us that the father goes before, the Sheiro Karov was to be the closest one. The father comes before the brothers. So now right now the Psukim are sort of out of order. Basically what we just did is we took father who's Sheiro, who's at the back.
Let's put him first.
And we didn't put him first. We put him ahead of the brothers. Kodim La'achin. Put him ahead of the brothers. Which means we seem to have stripped him after the son and daughter. That's where we put him. Okay, so my desanya sheiro ze'av milamed sheav kodim la'achin. So let's read a little bit in the Rashbam. Just the last wide line. Desanya when a satemes nachlasol sheiro krov elav ze'av shel meis va'ashma unin kro. The pasuk comes to teach us ze'av pamim sheiro ishes beno. The father sometimes inherits the son. The sheiro hainu aviv. Right, the sheiro means father. There's another pasuk. It's a sheir avicha who k'siv nami ki'im the sheiro krov elav la'aviv limo. So sheir means the father. So Milamid Sha'av Shalmes Kodem Lachiv Shalmes. The father comes before the deceased, comes before the brothers of the deceased. Pigon gives an example. She'im Meis Ruvain below Banim. If Ruvain dies without children, Yaakov Yorsho, Yaakov inherits him if he's alive, below Shimon Achiv Yorsho, and not Shimon his brother. So Lukamei, Mafarish, Va'azil, Heyach Laminin Anamakan, Shekodem Lachim, below Lubanim, Ubano Shalmes. Why did we only jump him above the brothers? Maybe we should jump the father even. All the way, a brother, sons. Why? Once it's out of order, who's telling you to put him in here? It could be put him anywhere if the pasuk's out of order, right? Ul kaman, and further, we'll also ask parchinan v'hai kra lav hachiksivi. That's not the order of the pasukim. Or mishane kray lo kesidron ksivi. We're going to answer that the pasukim are not in order. Demai diksiv hakarov elav. When it says hakarov elav, demashma hakarov karov kodem. That the closest relative comes first. Also ligui al tzeder nachlos. The Shaloka Sidron Ksive comes to explain to us that the Seder and Achlos in these Psukim are not written in order. Ela HaKarov, Karov, Takdim LeYorish. That the closest relative is going to become the Yorish. V'chein Tisader Oso. And then you have to restructure the Psukim. It's Ish Ki Yamos Ubein Ein Lo. First the son, then the daughter. The im ein lo bas, if you don't have no daughter, then nosatim asachol sheiro karov, give to the closest relative, which we just said is the father. V'achar kach nosatim l'achiv. That's how we're going to explain it. But we have to get there first. So right now, basically, what we jumped is we took sheiro, which shows that the pesukim are out of order, and we jumped it. But now the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, if the whole thing is out of order, let's jigger it differently. So he says, so the Gemara says, yachol ye kodem lebein. Maybe you should say that if it's out of order, let's take the father and jump him to the top of the row and put him in front of the put him in front of the son.
Put him first.
Why not? Yochiye kodim lebein, and then the order would be
actually,
av ben ach.
The Mishnah did do it.
It did actually. It mentioned it.
Third in line. What's he so shocked about?
I know, but the Mishnah is we pull a point. The Mishnah says the Mishnah's first thing was ha'av.
Out of order.
Seems to be out, which was, and we asked why that. Well, according to this Havamina, maybe it makes sense. That's a good point. So, Yochliyeh Kodim Levain. No, it's a Tamid Lomar, Hakarov, Karov, Karov Kodim. It says a Sheir or so, Hakarov Elav. This would be the closest relative. And the Gemara is assuming Karov, Karov Kodim, that the son, his son is closer relative than the father. How does that work? Rashbam says, we'll skip down. Rashbam HaKarov Karov. It's the second Rashbam in the wider lines. It's like goes down a little bit. He says HaKarov Karov Lames Yoser who called the Menachal Yorlosho. The closest relative goes first. VaBein Shel Mes, the son of a deceased, Kigon Chanoch Ben Ruvain, like Chanoch the son of Ruvain, Karov Hu Ruvain Yoser Miyakov Aviv. This closer relative than the father. Sherei Kam Tachas Aviv. You'll see in a moment. LiYadol LeStayachuz Kaman. The son oftentimes can stand in place of the father. We're going to bring two halachas where the son stands in place of the father. Aval Av Lo Matzino Sherei Kam Tachas Benol Klum. The father never stands in place of the son. It doesn't have this halach standing in place. When Mishum De Milta De Pshitahi, since it's something so pashut, Lo Chashas HaGemara, Lo Chashas Gemara LaHashas Mar Yisrael Rabbis Avin Lo Tizal. The Gemara never asks, oh, why. The Gemara seems to say that it's a davar pashut. So how is it davar pashut? He says, "Yochli ekodem lebein tamid lomar karov 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 kodem." So now umara iso back to Gemara lerabos esabein filhotzi esaach. Okay, so why did you now you say karov? You're assuming that the son is the closer relative. Therefore, the father can't jump the son, but the father did jump the brothers. Why? Umara iso lerabos esabein into the idea of sheiro karov. Why don't you include the ach? Ask Karov and say the brother is closer to the deceased more than the father.
More than the father, more than the son.
I think it's more than the father.
What?
More than the father, because the brother of the deceased. Let's read. What's your response?
Closer.
He says, "Mari isla rabos es habein shelmes she yekodim laaviyave hames the kol shekain she kodim laachi hames heichad lekav ulahotzi es haach." Why does the father goes before the father? Before the brother. I think the question is, why did you stoop him above the brother? Why don't you stoop him under the brother and just let him jump the uncles? What? So the Gemara says, Mar Banis Habain. I say, I'm taking it out of order. The Gemara doesn't have to explain that. Well, I'm taking it out of order, and I'll say he can't jump the father, the son. Shehabain kam tachas aviv liyada ulistei achuza. Because the son can stand in the place of the father for these two specific halachas, for Yud and Seyachuzah. What's the way Yud? Long response, but by Yud basically is, if the father has an Amma Avriya, he can give the money for the Amma Avriya to do Yud, and with the money that the father gave, the son can stand in and marry his Amma Avriya. And by Seyachuzah, the halacha is, if someone is Maktish, his Seyachuzah, If you redeem your steyachuza, you get it back in Yovel. If someone else redeems the steyachuza, it goes to the Kohanim at Yovel. But if your son redeems your steyachuza, it also goes back during to you at Yovel, meaning the son can stand in the place. So therefore, the son is closer relative. And so the Gemara says, so you see this, therefore the father can't jump the son. But maybe the father should be able to jump the brothers. Gemara says, "Wait, Adarabba, Mar Bani Esaach, Shekem Kam Tachos of Achiv Yivam." Say that the brother is a closer relative to his brother who deceased, because he stands in his place. Because the brother stands in his place when it comes to Yivam.
Absolutely.
Gemara says, "Wait a second, Klum Yesh Yivam El Makom Shein Bein, Haba Makom Bein Ein Yivam." The whole concept of Yivam only exists. The linchpin behind Yivam is the son. If there's a son, there's no Yivam. If there's no son, then there is Yivam. But it shows that the son, see, I think this leads more to where you were learning it, that they're talking about whether jumping, letting the brother jump all the way to the top. But that's not how Rashbam explained it. He says the Yibum, Rashbam says at the bottom, Alma filo gabi yibum kam habein tachos aviv tfeime achi aviv shere poter osim menu. When it comes to yibum, the son is more powerful than the brothers, because the whole thing, the linchpin of yibum, is the son. So therefore, we're not going to jump the brothers ahead of the son or the father, because right now we have to have the brothers jump ahead of the son, because the son is a closer relative than the brothers.
So using that logic, in Yibum, why doesn't he kick it up to the father instead?
Because he's next in line. Well, because the brother is next in line.
No, it's not. The father gets before the brother.
Well, first, Yibum is a chiddush, and basically the brother can't marry his wife.
One second.
So because the pasuk says, because you're cooking from Svara, the pasuk says that the brother does it. It's a pasuk.
Oh, so it
yeah, you can't. That's just a pasuk.
Okay, so again, using the same logic, if we're using Yibum as an example, follow the example straight through.
Yeah, but the pasuk says that the brother does Yibum.
Correct.
It doesn't give any other lists.
I understand it, but the Gemara is going to try to pull something else from Yibum. Follow the whole way for Yibum.
And therefore,
the brothers get before the father.
The brothers get what before the father?
Inheritance.
Right, but that's the Gemara answer, is that you can't do that, because the whole idea of Yibum is only because of the... It's only because... Tomorrow we'll get to figure out... where we're going to put the father in, as it goes out of order. Right now, I think it's easier to learn what Yossi was saying, is that here we're trying to say, that the brother should come before the son. The brother should come before the son, because the brothers... Yeah.
Because
they have Yibum. They have a closer relationship to the deceased. And the Gemara is saying that, no, that's not closer relationship. That relationship only exists whether or not...
Because
there's no son. So the son is the linchpin. So the Gemara says... What? Yeah, but either way, it's the linchpin of the whole Yibum is the son. Right. So then the Gemara says, okay. So now the Gemara says, you're going to tell me now the whole reason why that the son comes before the brothers is because we have, because Yibum doesn't work. Taima to Ika Hai Pircha. So we have this question about Yibum. Halav Halki, but had we not had this question about Yibum, Ach Adiv, you would say that the brother comes first. To have another way to answer, simple way to answer. Tepuk Le, the Hacha Tarti, the Hacha Chada. So what's the problem? You're trying to say, who's closer? I have Yiyud and Steyachuza for the son, and I have Yibum for the brother. Two is greater than one. So he's closer. He's closer to the deceased by two, as opposed to one. Two is greater than one, right? Rashbam says the hacha tarti yiido stay on the aleph yiido stay chusa v'hacha yibum, right? V'hacha kada yibum having matzei l'teirutzi hanach l'fishi, that these are greater. There's more. We're trying to figure out who's closer. The son or the brother? Well, the son is closer to the deceased, because he can stand in his place in two places, Yiyud and Seyachuza. The brother is closer to the seas because he stands in his place in one.
Yibum.
Two is greater than one. So even if you didn't have this Pircha on Yibum, it still would be the sons first. So the Gemara says, no, it's still one, because he says, Seyachuza, Gufa Mahaitaimo, Hu Dekaimele. How do we learn that the son stands in place of the father by Seyachuza? It's a drash that we learn it out from Yiyud. So it's learned out from the same place. You can't count it as
one.
Well, so it's still considered one. He says, right? He says the my high time who the kakaimale latana, because over there the Tana also asked the same question. I'm not sure where there is. Maybe the Gemara asked the same question. Why are we saying by the Steyachuza that the son redeems it? It goes back. Why don't we say if the brother redeems it, it also goes back? In Yovel, he says klum yesh yibum. The same answer over there. Let's look at the Rashbam. I'll explain it. He says, "Umashani." Second line of Rashbam. Umashani mishum stay achuza gufalo kaimelon lano b'maseches erichin sheha ben b'makom av tvei machiv elam half pircha that b'chinah hasam klumi yeshivim. The only reason why we say that the son can stand in the place of the father when it comes to stay achuza is because of the same question we had regarding yibum, that yibum only exists when there is no son. Darmina Nami Hassam, because over there they asked as well, it's the Gemara Eirchen, Mori Isla Rabos Sabin Lahotzis Ach. Why are we including the son, that the son can stand in the place of the father by Seychuza, not the brother? Mar Barnea Sabin, Shekam Tachos of Liyoda, because the son stands in place of the father when it comes to Yud. Then the Gemara says, Adar Rabba, Mar Barnea Sa'ach, Shekam Kam Tachos of Libim. I'll include the brother, because he stands in the place of this person when it comes to Yibim. Umishani Klum Yish Yibim. Say, no, Yibim is only there because of whether there's a son or not. Right? Sharei lo matzino kasa beferish she ben kam tachas aviv tvemi achiv el yada. The only place where we see explicitly in the psukim that the son stands in the place of the father is when it comes to yiyud. Yiyud. Shagama ach kam tachas le yibud. And then you have the brother standing in his place when it comes to yibud. So it's one against one. The nimsa the hachachada. And all these other things that we say that the son stands instead of the father, more than the father, could go more than the brothers, can say achuzav, ever ivri, the kimas haben la'achon achaso. We all learn it out from Yiyud, right? L'chud, right? And that's the case. So you only have one case. We only have one explicit case where the son stands in place of the father. We have one case where the brother stands in place of the would-be father. So the only way to knock it off and say that the son's status is greater than the brother's status is to answer, well, yeah, the brother's status is greater when it comes to Yibam, that only depends upon whether or not there is a child there or not. So bottom line is, basically we have now is we had Sheiro the father jumped the brothers. Sheiro the father jumped the brothers. Sheiro the father jumps the brothers. It cannot jump the son, because the son is Sheiro Karove Love. And then we asked, why can't the brothers jump the son? We said, the brothers can't jump the son, because the son is a closer relationship than the brothers, because the son at least has stands in place of the father when it comes to Yiyud. And when it comes to Yibum, that's not considered standing in place of the father for closeness, because it all depends upon whether or not there's a son or child to begin with or not.
Can we not say it in the same light as the Mishnah we learned yesterday in the previous parak, where two brothers inherit the father's estate, and then they find there's a third brother, so they reassess the estate. Here it's the opposite way around. There were, let's say, three brothers, and one of them died without a son, so they reassess the estate.
Okay.
I mean, it just seems like a corollary of that, except if there is a son, then...
Right, but here we're just going... That's talking about halachas once we've established the order. But here we're first trying to establish the order. Who says that those sons get it? Maybe the brother would get it before those sons. We know the answer, but the Gemara's learning out. The Gemara's trying to learn it out from the psukim, from where that is. Which I think...
I don't understand this whole chapter with Harriet.
What? But the psukim are out of order.
Yeah, it's out of order.
Right. The psukim are out of order. This pasuk doesn't even mention the father. So now we have the father. Then we said Sheiro's the father, and the father is jumping. So right now we have the father jumping. He jumped the uncles. He jumped the brother. The next question of the Gemara is: let's say that the father jumps the daughters. Why did that fall? Right? In the aim of Sheiro's the Abba Lamachav Kodim Labas. Right? So he's thinking he jumped the border, jumped the daughter, and then now be number two in line. Basically, he's number three in line. Once he's out of order, once we've proven or established that the psukim are out of order, now the Gemara has to explain, well, why did we leave it in the order that we are going to do, which is son, daughter, father, brother, uncle? Why did we do that? Once you jump in the father, jump in wherever. So we have to figure that out.
Sheiro is the last one mentioned
in the... Correct. And Sheiro becomes the father. And now the father jumps.
He
jumps the line.
Why is he jumping? Because
Sheiro Karov, because he's a Karov, he's closest. So he's jumping.
So we're jumping
then. Right, Rashbam says, right, the Gemara said, Umay Drasha, the Tanya Sheiro Ze'av, Milamed Sha'av Kodim La'achin. It teaches us that the father comes before the brothers. So now we say, oh, maybe he's coming before the sons. We say, no. So maybe the brothers should come before the sons. We say, no. Tomorrow we're going to ask, maybe the father should come to the daughters. And we'll explain, no. Okay? All right.
Stop here.